And the basket or bucket, whatever I use. Nobody's going out now. Because I can't let her go out there in the yard, and you may let her get in the road, so everybody's gonna stay in. They would just come, and I think any flock of chickens will do that. If they're fed at a certain place at a certain time, and they see you going there, they will go. You don't have to call them.
And how about horses? Did you have a call for them, or?
No, I don't.
Whistle, or? How would you get a horse to
come? I have heard my husband call them, come on, Belle, come on. He just talked to them like talking to a person. They just come
and they'd respond. And how about the different kinds of noises that the animals make? What kind of noise does a horse make when he's about ready to eat? That sort of
stuff. I wonder. I don't know whether I can imitate the horse or not.
I was wondering what you called it.
I don't suppose I ever called it anything. I don't remember calling it anything.
The word knicker?
Well, I've heard that word, but I...
is that what that
yeah,
is?
Yeah, I suppose that's what they would call it. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And how about a mule? What kind of... Do they make any noise?
They make a noise, but I don't know whether it had any name or not.
The father of the mule, by the way, what did you call that?
Father of the mule. I know what the thing's called. Yes, they don't call them donkeys, they call them jacks.
Jacks. Would you describe getting a horse ready to ride horseback? What you put on him?
Yeah, they curry him off, get all the dirt off of him, get him cleaned up real well, and put the blanket and saddle on.
And would you go on and describe the other parts? Things you held in your hands?
The brown and the ring. Tika, don't open the door. Don't open the door, baby. Yes, the bridle and the brown ring.
And the thing you put your feet in?
Stirrups.
Mm-hmm. And when you would do it, somebody would fall on a horse and you'd come down and you say, well, you what?
Fell off the horse.
And did you ever use oxen or know anybody who did?
No, I have never seen, you mean to the plow the wagons, and I have never seen oxen work, but I have heard people working them, but I've never seen them yoked up.
How did they refer to two of them that they used in the plow?
They called yokel oxen or yokel steers, whatever they want to call like that.
And how about two mules? What would you have?
They call it a team of mules or a pair of mules, whichever one they want.
The word pair reminds me, did you ever hear anybody refer to beads in the same way? A woman would have beads around her neck.
And they call it pair of beads? Yes. Uh-huh.
Is there one, or is it one strand?
It seemed to me it didn't make any difference if it was one string, a strand, whichever way they come in, or two or three. They would just say a pair of beads. And I don't know whether they really... I don't know what they meant by saying pair.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that, and I was wondering whether it was always just two strings or several strings or just one.
Well, now, I don't know what they meant, because they would say the same thing with a single string as they would with two or three.
So I have no idea where that word would come from.
I don't know.
And then if you wanted to get the horses ready to... pull a wagon or pull a buggy, would you describe that?
You put the harness on them for the buggy,